Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel recently presented oral arguments before the First Circuit Court of Appeals regarding the Maine healthcare workers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
It's unbelievable to me, Matt. Governor Mills put this mandate in place in 2021 that discriminated against healthcare workers who chose not to take the COVID shot because of their religious beliefs. As you know, we've been talking about for years, all of those COVID shots involved aborted fetal cells. And they said, no, we can't do that in violation to our Christian faith. But yet, she pushed this on them and ended up kicking them to the curb because they refused the shot.
Of all places, Maine did this under, you know, some people
who desperately call her, needed healthcare workers.
Some people call her General Mills.
Yes.
She's Governor Mills, but she sometimes operates like a dictatorial general.
Absolutely.
And so in 2020, these healthcare workers in Maine had a healthcare shortage. They did that. Before that, they had a healthcare shortage of workers in Maine because there's a lot of rural areas in Maine. In 2019, before COVID ever happened, Maine was begging to bring in healthcare workers from other parts of the country. They were giving them bonuses to come in because they needed healthcare workers. Their hospitals didn't have enough nurses and other medical healthcare staff to staff them, particularly in the many rural districts within Maine.
Didn't she even bring in the National Guard at one point?
Well, that was after.
Yeah.
That was after the mandate. So here's Maine, though, in the setting of things, already experiencing a lack of healthcare workers, trying to bring in healthcare workers prior to COVID.
And you would think you would do the best thing for your state and your people,
yeah.
Right?
Then COVID hits. These healthcare workers, they work through COVID. Then they come into 2021. At the beginning of 2021, Governor Mills, Janet Mills, calls them healthcare heroes. Remember that?
Right.
You're healthcare heroes. You're working tirelessly to
on
help people
lines.
On the front
yeah.
lines. They're healthcare heroes. Then Joe Biden misses his target in July of 2021 of getting a certain percentage. You remember that? He wanted a certain percentage of people, quote, vaccinated so we could all go out and enjoy the 4th of July. Well, you know what, Joe? We were doing pretty good in Florida without you
yes.
and without that mandate.
Of course, there's
we
some
free.
Money involved in that, too.
But he wanted a certain percentage. And when
yeah.
he didn't get that, then he started the mandates in August, August 24. He did that on the military. He did it just before that on the CMS workers with HHS. And then that started all the mandates. And so Maine got involved in issuing these mandates. And they mandated all the healthcare workers in Maine to get the COVID shot by a certain time.
Of course, she had already tried to lock down the churches before that.
Yeah, she was one of the worst offenders, the second worst offender besides California, and you can't get much worse than California,
yeah.
where even worship in a church with just one person, no matter how large the church is, was criminal for a year. Worship in somebody's home, if you didn't live there, or somebody in your home that didn't live there, criminal.
Couldn't sing
for a year.
With your
Couldn't
own family.
Sing.
Gosh.
But you could go and make a Hollywood movie and you could sing on set.
Oh, but Newsom can go and have his friends at a
and
dinner.
And you can have a big, lush dinner with no
restaurant.
Masking and no social distancing that cost, what, $20,000-some
yeah.
for his birthday party?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do all that. But Maine was right up there with them. And Maine did the lockdowns we litigated in Maine. And then they also did the mandates for healthcare workers. But here's the other thing they did. They, through Governor Mills, and I think one of her siblings, who also was working in the state at the time, they told employers that you can't even hire or continue to employ someone who doesn't get the shot. And if you do, then you will be fined as an employer and your license to do business will be revoked.
Right.
So these poor healthcare employers, they were forced to terminate these healthcare workers, even though they were faithful healthcare workers. Good healthcare workers, needed necessary healthcare workers that they did not want to terminate. But if they didn't terminate them and have 100% vaxxed staff of this COVID shot, then they would lose their license to operate the whole business. I mean, the entire hospital would shut down. Doctors' offices would shut down. All of these medical health care facilities would shut down. They would be fined and they would lose their license to operate. So these healthcare workers, as you said, they were kicked to the curb. They moved. Mm-hmm. They went from healthcare heroes to healthcare
zeros. Yeah.
In just a matter of a few months. Mm-hmm. And there were some really sad stories of people that we represented. One that was an emergency room nurse for over 20 years and was terminated and ended up having to work in other kinds of menial jobs just to make a living.
Right.
So anyway, this case ultimately was litigated. We lost in the lower court. Judge Levy ruled against us. We appealed that. I argued it in 2023. We won 3-0. The court ruled that the case should go back down and that the judge should allow it to go through discovery. And then we went back down to Judge Levy, and he dismissed the case again.
Goodness.
Again, said that it was moot. Why? Because after the oral argument, where one of the judges on the panel before whom I argued said to the attorney for the state, "You must not have read the Supreme Court's recent decisions. Otherwise, if you had, you wouldn't have filed your motion to dismiss." And
what?
When the judge said that, we knew that we had won the case. And
wow.
When the judge said that, it was obvious that the state was going to lose. And so when the state realized that they were going to lose, and they did lose 3-0, they then repealed their rule, the rule that required everyone to get the COVID shot. And so then they went back down to Judge Levy and said, "Oh no, we don't need to have any discovery. Let's let everybody go home, call it a day. The case is moot because we just repealed our rule regarding the COVID shot."
But wait a minute. I mean, these healthcare workers were kicked to the curb. They lost their jobs. They lost their income, as well as what's going to stop the state from putting on one of these mandates again?
Nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing. And we already know their intent.
Mm-hmm.
And so if something comes up, whether it's COVID or something else.
The next woohoo flu, you got another mandate, I betcha.
Another mandate. So the case went back up to the Court of Appeals, and that was the case that we just argued, that the case is not moot, that there are exceptions to mootness because they just did this as a litigation tactic. They knew that they were losing, especially it was obvious during the oral argument that they were losing. In fact, I remember this was a remote oral argument. It was done by Zoom. And I remember when the other side was presenting its argument and they were being pushed back. And when one of the judges said, "You must not have read the recent Supreme Court's decisions, otherwise you wouldn't have filed your motion to dismiss," we knew from that point on we had won the case. And we did. So this case needs to go forward. Maine needs to be held accountable. But pray for the case. It is called Alicia Lowe. Originally it was Doe. All the names were anonymous Doe. But the media wanted to get all of their names out in the media for no reason other than to harass them.
Right.
So our lead plaintiff is Alicia Lowe, among others, versus Janet Mills, among others. And we are suing on behalf of 7 healthcare workers who were unlawfully denied religious accommodations and fired because of the state's unconstitutional COVID mandate.
And we're seeking a permanent injunction against this law as well.
Yeah, that's right, because we want to make sure that the state protects and acknowledges religious accommodation. What the state did, I mean, you have Title VII. Title VII says that you can't discriminate on the basis of religion. And Title VII allows an employee to come to an employer and say, "I've got a sincerely held religious belief. In this case, I don't want to get the COVID shots for these reasons. Could be aborted fetal cells, could be other reasons. I need an accommodation." The employer then has an obligation to consider that and try to provide a reasonable accommodation. Well, in this particular case, Maine said, "No, you don't even consider the employee's sincerely held religious belief. You don't even get to the discussion about accommodation. If they don't get the COVID shot, terminate them, even if they have a sincere religious belief that they present. It doesn't matter. Terminate them. So Maine was essentially saying, violate federal law, and Maine will ultimately trump any federal law and any federal rights of these employees.
So Governor Mills thinks she's above the
and
law.
And that's why some people call her, as you say, General Mills.
Yes.
So continue to pray for our healthcare workers. Amazingly, this case is still ongoing. Several years later, we continue to fight for justice for them and for many others around the nation. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.